The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. And why can't I hear myself here? There I am. My goodness gracious. It's the 17th day of September, 2012. I have with me the author of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, Ron McDonald. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing? I can barely hear you too, John.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep bumping stuff up here. Let me turn down my headphones, otherwise you're just going to blast me right out of here. Okay, there we go.
That sounds good.
All right, there we go. Okay, got all that squared around. Hey. Oh, God, it's another week.
I know.
Yeah, hey, good thing, though, we're upright. It's we're alive and breathing, and it's only 82 degrees in Central Texas. Yippee for us.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. Got the word. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I talked to Anita Chuck Undersea over the weekend, mm-hmm. and they said you actually didn't ask to have Charlie Daniels on.
I didn't, or did?
Or did not. I said, well, I know he wants him on there, so.
Yeah. If we can wrangle old Charlie Daniels.
They said he'd probably be willing to come on, so that's a plus right there.
As long as he's not busy fiddling in Georgia or something.
Yeah, that's true.
No, we can, yeah, most certainly do that. You know, that's one thing out of that, well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how many people have actually purchased that DVD, but there have been so many people over the years around, oh, I can't get my relatives to listen to me. That's because you sounded like you were from outer space, or maybe an episode of Twilight Zone, because this is a hard shock to people to come face to face with the unvarnished truth. And what an uncomfortable thing. You know, think about this. Let me put this in some sort of explainable. Men that cheat on their women, or women that cheat on their men. Let's not be exclusionary here. Aren't you upset if you find out your spouse has been screwing around on you? Well, of course you are. What's the first thing is? You don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe it. The sanctity of your marriage. Well, how about the sanctity of your life? How about most of the things you've been taught and you've heard in your life are false? Now, that's got to be one heck of a large, rude awakening for a lot of people. And we perfectly understand that. That's why we always tell them, Ron, hey, you know, check it out. And you're going to run the gamut here of, depression, anxiety, anger, you know, the whole gamut. If there's an emotion, a human emotion attached to it, you're going to run through it. And at the end of that cycle, guess where you're going to be at? Exactly where you started. So let's dispense with all that stuff, and let's get on with the realities of life, and let's see if we can't do something about it.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh. Oh, if you folks could only hear what goes on around here during the breaks. It's just bedlam and mayhem. hey, heard the latest here on Ben Bernanke?
I don't know. I've heard so much about him lately.
Well, you know, this... You know, there are things in your life, in your vocabulary, that, you know, words are, it's a form of communication. It's, you know, it relays ideas and images and thoughts. Every time I think of Ben Bernanke, the only thing I can see is that man's face up in front of, time after time, his expression never changes, by the way, up in front of the banking committee in Washington, D.C. And he just sits there with that smug, I'm so bored with these proceedings. Look on his face. Well, even the Wall Street Journal is jumping in on this one. Helicopter Ben foresees the banks loaning each other money at 0%. Oh, into the foreseeable future. Now, if people don't understand what's going on with the banking system, then I feel very sorry for you. Because it is what is destroying your life right now. And it could be that QE, you know, we're going to do the, we had the twist between the QE2 and the QE3. Everybody confused yet? Well, we had the twist, then they kept monetizing the debt and buying treasuries and everything else. Okay. Well, I don't know if this is Uncle Ben's suggestion, or maybe the Wall Street Journal, but QE could stand for quit explaining. So, you know, every time we get an explanation from Mr. Bernanke, needed an abacus and an interpreter to try to figure out what this Orwellian character is trying to really say. And according to Kathleen Madigan over at the Wall Street Journal, she wrote, when forecasting economists follow the rule, give a number or date, but not both, the Fed Reserve seems to be following that dictum as it begins its third approach to quantitative easing. The Fed policy statement released last Thursday made sure to leave all options on the table. And I guess one of these isn't Uncle Ben doing himself in because he feels very badly for all of us. The Fed gave a date when it said the federal funds rate would stay near zero, at least through mid-2015. In order to support continued progress towards maximum employment and price stability. But central bankers didn't give a target number on the jobless rate or high inflation. The Fed also gave a number for the value of long-term securities it will buy. And again, it's not got a sell date on these, and we don't know exactly what the man is talking about. He's not giving anything solid. But they did throw a figure up, $85 billion. But this round of the QE has no sell-by date, as I just said. Instead, the schedule is moving targets as sustained improvement in the labor markets, better mortgage markets, and more accommodative overall financial conditions. Well, that pretty much covers it. Everybody should feel comfortable by now, right? In general, these economists out there welcome the open-endedness of QE3. Yeah, I bet they will. The lack of limits and the moving target criteria, however, could offset some of the transparency that Mr. Bernanke loves. That's because the current language allows policymakers to change their goals without having to show their collective cards, if that's the way they want to do it. Would a 7% jobless rate be a sustained improvement, or does the rate have to fall below, say, 6%? Would 2.5% inflation be tolerable? Well, the point is, who knows? And the Fed doesn't have to tell the public unless and until the majority of policymakers are comfortable saying no. Now, keep in mind, reaching a consensus could be difficult given the extended time frame of QE3. And here's a little cue for you, folks. If you think this is saying that in this QE3 move between now and mid-2015, he's only going to $85 billion. Yeah. If you think that's correct, then I've got some wonderful land down in Florida. It's a little underwater right now, but we expect the rains to cease, and it should be dry ground in about mid-2015. I'll sell it to you cheap. Now, the regional Fed presidents rotate as voting members of the Open Market Committee. Now, these Fed policymakers could be moving toward consensus 1 December, only to have a majority vote shift in January. In other words, this is all arbitrary. Now, while Bernanke is welcoming making the Fed more open, less transparency isn't necessarily a bad development, according to the Wall Street Journal. Mind you, monetary policy and the recovery remain in uncharted waters. Central bankers should have leeway to move without having to kowtow to financial markets' expectations triggered by a speech or a policy statement. Well, first of all, folks, if something that goes south of the border here in the financial markets is triggered by a speech or somebody's indication maybe of a policy shift, you know you're on shaky ground to begin with. But you noticed one thing. Now, this Kathleen Madigan, bless her little paid-for heart here, working the Wall Street Journal, noticed she did not put in there how much money the Fed is really in the hole. Glaring. Okay, she's talking about, well, this just seems kind of arbitrary, and, well, we don't know, but, okay, well, why don't you try putting a figure in your statement that would make his $85 billion number laughable? Is this insane or what?
You know, if there's any indicators of buying gold, that's one of them. That is definitely an indicator, buy gold.
Man.
They're going to flood the market.
Well, and you know, I was just at Chase Bank today, being the bearer of bad news, and I'm telling the people in there, hey, did you hear what J.P. Morgan just did? They dumped about $74 trillion of their toxic assets into the FDIC accounts. No, we didn't hear that. I said, well, did you know that the FDIC only has roughly $46 billion in their accounts to pay on people's money in their accounts right now in case those banks, whatever banks they are, close? $46 lousy billion. But they just took $74 trillion of J.P. Mortgage garbage and stuck it into account to try to hide it. Now, this is all a shell game, Ron. This is all a shell game. Oh, yes, we're going to do quantitative. Well, we hope the economy improves. What did they say? To support continued progress towards maximum employment and price stability? Under the Federal Reserve System, they were always happy with 5% unemployment in this country. The reason being, well, if we got full employment, that means there's too much money in the system, and, well, that's a bad thing. So the Fed Reserve has always been happy with 5% unemployment because they have to dump too much currencies into the market, which further dilutes, and too much money chasing too few goods, whatever. But maximum employment, continued progress toward maximum employment, they have been lying through their teeth about what the true unemployment numbers are in this country. Try 23%. Gee, is that continued progress toward maximum employment? Do you hear anybody in the U.S. government saying, hold the presses here. Yeah, the job market really is bad. You know, there's 23% of you unemployed, but don't worry. Uncle Ben is working on the problem.
You know, without manufacturers in this country, they're not going to turn it around.
Well, and most people don't understand. They really don't get it as to what money is. You know, what is money? Oh, that's a green stuff I got in my pocket. Well, I got less of it this year than I had last year, but, you know, I'm still okay. Wait till the hyperinflation hits. You're already seeing it. You're already seeing it out there. You know, what was it the other day that I caught somebody doing? And rather than raise prices on products, you know, like food products or something like that, they're putting less and less. Notice the boxes of cereal in the store, the price is kind of the same, but the boxes are a little bit smaller. Yeah. I mean, you can only do this for so long. What are they going to do when it hyperinflates? Give you a sample at the same old price? You know, give you a little sample pack? Or maybe you can take a picture home with you. You know, I mean, this is crazy. Yeah, these are uncharted territories, all right, because during the last Depression, what caused that is, well, it was only, what, a decade or so after they installed the Federal Reserve. What was their number one job? To bring stability to the markets and to make sure that we had a what? A valuable currency that didn't fluctuate. You know, that's the strength of our economy. That's our life's blood, the money. So isn't it amazing, just a few years after they took over, we had a Great Depression. And that only lasted, what, 10, 11 years? And why was that? Because we were so deeply in debt? Because we had bank crises back then? No. They let things go a little bit crazy in the 20s, hence the name Roaring 20s. Now, it wasn't that people were looped out of their minds in speakeasies and they were doing the old Charleston dance. No, that... You're left with the impression that things were a little loose back in the 20s. No, what was loose was monetary policy back then. So they finally figured out, Ron, well, wait a minute, we got to slow this damn thing down. It's heating up and we're going to lose control. Well, they sucked the available money out for investment loans and everything else right out of the system for a decade. But here we are today. The recession started back in 06, folks. Remember, they couldn't make up their mind if we were in a recession or not in 08, and this is even after the banking collapse. They couldn't figure out that we had a problem back then. Now Bernanke's talking about, let me see, if it's 2006 and he's talking maybe 2015, how many years is that? And we're still not quite sure that the problem will be over by mid-2015. He's just throwing a dart at a board. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Well. I don't even want to tackle what's going on in the Middle East because, well, Ron, we're having false flag terrorist alerts here in this country. What was the latest one I heard? This was another deal. The FBI got involved in something, and supposedly there was a bomb that was going to be parked in a Chicago street. And, well, the FBI was there when he triggered the mechanism, but it was a false bomb. Now, think about this, folks. Let's go back to the World Trade Center 1993. What was the FBI doing then? Well, helping some people set up bombs in the basement parking lots of the World Trade Center. Up to their eyeballs, training these guys. Hell, they even got one guy, they even taught one guy how to drive. He didn't know how to drive the getaway van. So the FBI was in there helping them. So here we have another false flag terrorist event that, the FBI made some statement of, gun triggering parts. And I'm thinking to myself, gun triggering parts. Why would you need something like that? But the point is that the FBI gave him many chances to bail out. You know what we used to call this at one point in time? Entrapment. The people that did this, Ron, got in as much trouble as the people that were stupid enough to go along with some other idiot that had a grand plan. They would both go to jail. But not our FBI. See, we don't have enough legitimate terrorist threats in this country, they got to keep manufacturing the damn things. Just last week, I'm sure you heard, University of Texas, and I read the timeline. Oh, yeah, they scoured the entire University of Texas. You know how big that thing is? Do you know how many places that you could hide explosives of the bomb? That if you had a bomb and it was elevated above ground, that your dog-sniffing bomb, whatever, seeker-outer doggies couldn't smell? But in just a couple hours, oh, it's all clear. Everybody can come back. Had one in, what was it, South Dakota, I think, as well. Just about the same time. And what they're doing is just getting everybody used to the idea. And they're not going to come out and tell you it's a drill. Because they want people acting accordingly. As if it's a real threat. And half the people on UAT campus were too busy laughing up their sleeves. Because they knew that this was all made up. I don't know if does the Fed even know this, or do they even care? Or are they just doing these test runs with the supposed authorities and these institutions just to make sure that their drills go through? Because that's all that was. It's kind of a conditioning drill, just like they've emptied out the schools here in Austin. Oh, there was a bank robber on the loose. We've got to lock down all the schools. Why? Is the bank robber going to run into a kindergarten class, sit down and crowd some kid out of his milk break or something? You know, all this is over-dramatized. It's all for your protection. You have to have that fear because the protectorate is going to be there for you. Well, people in this country, thanks to our lamestream media, don't even understand that Al-Qaeda was a creation of our own Central Intelligence Agency. And this whole damn thing... And I'm surprised. I'll be honest with you, Mr. McDonald. I am surprised that we don't have cave-dwelling Al-Qaeda members over here really seeking to do harm to the United States. According to the FBI, according to the government, oh, that's exactly what's happening. Do you know how many of these terrorist plots we've thwarted? What, how many you've set up? In other words, that you were there to thwart, that you were there to enable in the first place? People aren't getting this, but you know what? I think this is a burnout factor as well. So are they going to have to pull off another false flag to get people's attention in this country? The only thing I can tell you folks is if you're in an area where a terrorist, supposed terrorist bombing or something takes place, go to the source of the cameras that are closest to the scene, secure the evidence so the FBI doesn't steal it, and throw it in a dumpster. That's the only thing I can tell you. Because they will. They will sweep in, take every bit of photographic evidence available. Every camera, doesn't matter. They're in to swoop in and clean up all the evidence. Ron, this is getting insane.
That is. Well, you know, the biggest thing that can persuade a public is fear. I mean, that's worked time after time after time. I hope you read the president of Italy's... and his take on 9/11 and how he wants this brought into the international courts. That's right up this alley right now. It's on RBN, the news.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I misspoke. In North Dakota State University, police reopened a Fargo campus at 1 p.m. UT campus, the halls opened up at 1 p.m., and this was last week. So they did these updates, and President Bill Powers came out and said, we're extremely confident that the campus is safe. Really? Well, you know damn right well it was safe because it was a drill, Mr. Powers, and they told you as much. But how do we stop this crap? This is propagandizing and making people very, very fearful in this country. But see, that's the only thing that, as you said, Ron, that really moves people. Is fear. Fight or flight. I'll take the former, not the latter. I want to smoke these people out. The fear givers. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
How has God blessed you lately? Spare me no details. I was just wondering, as you may know, and they claim that unemployment is at whatever, 8%?
Yeah, somewhere between 8 and 9. Nothing to get really bent out of shape about.
Yeah, right. As long as you're not in the, 14-something percent like I am, where because I don't have any paychecks, and I don't have an unemployment insurance coming in, they say that I will be able to. Okay, well, explain it to my
Caller, I hate to do this, Mark, but you got to find a sweet spot because you're cutting out. You're on that cell phone, too much background noise. Can you get to a quieter spot? Okay, you're in a bad cell phone. Bad cell zone. Let me get that one out. Okay, Mark, hit a sweet spot. Pay attention to the bars. You call back in. I'll take your call. At any rate, you want a little dose of reality here, Mr. McDonald?
I think I get too much reality all the time.
Oh, no, I got to wake you up on a Monday, man, to keep you awake all week. Are you kidding me?
All right, go for it.
All right, man. Maybe this is breaking reality in 2013. Who knows? But I think you'll find this interesting.
We have an obligation to every last victim of this illegal aggression because all of this carnage has been done in our name. Since World War II, 90% of the casualties of war are unarmed civilians, a third of them children. Our victims have done nothing to us. From Palestine to Afghanistan to Iraq to Somalia to wherever our next target may be, their murders are not collateral damage. They are the nature of modern warfare. They don't hate us because of our freedoms. They hate us because every day we are funding and committing crimes against humanity. The so-called war on terror is a cover for our military aggression to gain control of the resources of Western Asia. This is sending the poor of this country to kill the poor of those Muslim countries. This is trading blood for oil. This is genocide. And to most of the world, we are the terrorists. In these times, remaining silent on our responsibility to the world and its future is criminal. And in light of our complicity in the supreme crimes against humanity in Iraq and Afghanistan and ongoing violations of the UN Charter and international law.
Well, forget the UN Charter and international law. Well, we can cut that out right now. For some reason, this locked up on me, but that's enough for right now. Ron, you've been paying attention. I'm getting a hell of a hum. Just kill that pot. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay. You say it's fixed. I'll ignore what my ears are hearing. At any rate, Mitt Romney is probably going to try to wage war with Russia. I mean, this is... You know, I don't know if people realize, Ron, what a neocon really is. I don't know if they understand what's going on here. Do I have him?
Do you have me?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You need to hear what's going on in my ears right now. It is a gigantic hum. There we go. Got rid of it. Hey! Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? At any rate. Yeah, right. Thank you. The drums... Netanyahu supposedly, Ron, is ticked off because, well, he's trying to draw a line in the sand. And he's throwing a nitpicky right now with the U.S. because, well, he's come out with a timetable now. I think his latest is in 7.5 months, Iran is going to be capable of producing a nuclear weapon. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
So, and I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Neither Mitt Romney or Barack Obama is going to, well, Barack Obama probably would not get reelected if we decided to, well, put boots in the ground. Well, there are already U.S. boots in the ground, but see, we don't talk about covert operations. Our alphabet soup people over there working real hard, thank you guys, destabilizing another supposed regime. You know, these are the people that want to sell their oil for gold because they don't want the funny money of the planet. These are people that they don't want to kill off Jews because there's large populations of Jews in Iran, even though that Ahmadinejad is the most anti-Semitic person on the face of the planet. And never mind the fact that Iran has never attacked anybody in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But see, did everybody miss this, Ron, that they lied about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? You know, here we go again. So Obama is trying to do the political, you know, Texas two-step. And he's kind of walling off Netanyahu, and Netanyahu's getting a little hot under the collar. You know, is Netanyahu risking the United States cutting off aid to Israel? Not enough people on this planet are really angry with the U.S. for doing what we've done, because You see, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else on the face of the planet has figured it out. Although you don't know that they have, because the mainstream media has been withholding the information from you. They're in la-la land. They're the press release people for the Pentagon and the warmongers inside the White House. Have been for long time. Long, long time. I mean, holy mackerel. This is the only way that people can make money anymore? Is by killing people off? You know, you tell, Ron, you tell people, you know, we killed 1.5 million Iraqis, and they just look at you. Well, where did you hear that? Well, we went digging. That's where we got it. I mean, hell, did they miss when the ex-Secretary of State said that when asked the question, I call her Madeleine Halfbright, Madeleine Albright, when asked, you know, reports are there's been up to 500,000 children killed in Iraq. Well, that's acceptable collateral damage is basically what she said.
Yeah.
Now, that was our own Secretary of State. Was everybody, did everybody have their TVs turned off? Did they forget how to read the newspapers that day? 500,000 children? I mean, were these suicide bombers or something? But you tell people that and they just stand there and look at you. Well, I think we ought to go bomb Iran because Iran's a threat to the United States. God almighty.
Oh, what, it's insanity, you know. I know the American people are so far insulated from the real woes of war, you know, that they've never been really immersed in this area, in this country, into the real tragedies of war, seeing a baby on the side or a three-year-old or, you know, going through a devastation of buildings collapsed and dead people all over the place and no food and no water. I mean, we're so insulated. This is why we can't accept the reality of things. We're into the movies too much, too, and TV.
Well, I wonder how Americans would feel if, for some reason, somebody else wanted to, say Russia or China, wanted to attack the United States, and there were bombs dropping on us.
Yeah.
Okay, and cities were set on fire, and the whole system was thrown into utter chaos. And, well, of course, we have sanctions put on us as well, and we're being cut off from banking worldwide. See, these are all acts of aggression. These are all acts of war. But, you know, if you explain it away just in a certain way with the pretty blue-eyed talking head that just smiles incessantly at the boob tube while you're looking at her, well, it just goes right over your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, the closest thing we've had was the 9/11. This actually shocked the nation. We stood by our TVs and watched it and saw the aftermath of it. And that even on the West Coast was insulated. We were just watching it and not giving in our opinions on it. We were force-fed what really occurred there. And force-feeding is usually a method of disinformation.
Well, in a few minutes, I've got to clear out the queue here. We've got callers waiting. But I'm going to give you some hope out there, folks, because you know what? People's opinions are being posted. News stories. You know, there's a little comment section. Well, we caught one of them here, and it was a story that was done by Reuters just yesterday. Story by Dan Williams. It went out all over the place. But this showed up on Yahoo News, and I'm going to tell you what. If you people have been disheartened that Americans are not feeling what you and I are feeling, not seeing what you and I are seeing, well, then you're wrong. We're going to give you some examples of this. I don't want to leave you totally depressed here. Just partially. I want to make you angry. Anger you into action. What that might be? How about informing other people where they can hear real news for once in their lives? You know, afraid it's going to smash their paradigm? That they realize that most of their adult lives they've been angered? Well, if they're mad at you for being the messenger there, well, it really wasn't much of a friend, was it? Jeff in North Carolina. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, John and Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
I got to ask a question. It's probably going to be off the wall, but Ron, have you been harassed about your name? I mean, you're not associated with a hamburger joint, are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. Actually, it actually has gotten me into several places having that name. Everything from people asking me if I have little fries at home to you name it. Give me a Big Mac.
Okay. I don't patronize that establishment.
I don't either.
Don't get mad at me.
Well, and you know what, Jeff? I just saw a news story today. McDonald's is actually posting, along with their prices on their price menu, how many calories that their wonderful little meals have. Not good for McDonald's. If you own any stock in McDonald's, you may want to sell that.
Well, that's really of no great concern to me, as I don't frequent that establishment. Okay. Let's turn this thing up a notch. You mind if I do that?
Go right ahead, Jeff.
You know, here's the thing. Both you guys, and this is not to be mean, but your voices are too nice. You're too nice.
Yeah.
You got to have a little more urgency in your voice. Okay? Second of all, I'm going to bring up a few things, and I hope you allow me to call back, because maybe I'll be the highlight of the show. Uncle Ben, you always refer to him as Uncle Ben. You know, I like rice, but, you know, when you say Uncle Ben, it makes me not want to eat rice.
Jeff, we're converting you. So
are you calling him Uncle Ben because, you know, how somebody grabs the back of your thumb and twists it back and say, I'll let go when you say uncle?
No, that was in regards to Uncle Ben's converted rice. You're being converted, my friend.
Oh, boy. Okay,
yeah, well. And I have to say, to get someone's attention, you whisper and you say it in a low tone, and they'll get closer and they'll start listening to what you have to say.
Well, I got to beg to differ with you on that, Ron. But let's bring
up
another fact here.
Yeah.
John's mentioned something about going down to grocery store aisles and how the packages are getting smaller. Let me tell you something. Americans are confused. You walk into especially the toilet paper aisle. Holy cow. I mean, look, you got a mega roll, a super double roll. I mean, all these other rolls. You got to sit there, and it takes you half an hour in the toilet paper aisle just to figure out how many square foot am I getting, and you got to do all the math. And
Jeff, if you thought that confused you, hey, Jeff, if you thought that confused you, imagine Russian people immigrating to this country where they used to stand in lines for half a day to get whatever the state would give you as far as TP. I can understand the confusion. Can you imagine a Russian walking into a modern-day supermarket, and like you said, they can buy the four-pack, or they can buy the single rolls, or they can buy the mega-packs, or the two-plies, or the 900 yards longer than the other one. Hell, they would get lost in the toilet paper.
Oh, I know. It's an all-day situation.
Yeah.
Bam. I mean, I know somebody from Russia, and it's like, you know, how do you guys go shopping? And it takes me all week just to figure out what I'm going to get when I walk in the store. Now, here's another thing I got to bring up. You know, it kind of brought up by Ron, I believe it was, Italy is talking about, you know, they want a 9/11 investigation. Why is it that a foreign country wants to look into this and we're not? You know, I mean.
We did. You didn't read the report that they came out with about 9/11? That didn't satisfy you?
Do you think I'm.
No, I don't. I don't think that you are at all.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
You know, here's another thing. You know, Occupy had their anniversary today.
Yeah.
What do you think of that whole deal? I mean, what I saw, what I watched, is a bunch of people sitting around, just as they were before, unorganized. I mean, nobody. No, you know, I'm not looking for anybody to get out of hand or anything, but. You know, you look at the difference between this country and other countries, and these other countries, when they start chanting, they chant. They chant, and then it just fades off.
Then they go to McDonald's. Yeah, hey, Jeff, you know, I kind of got the flavor here. You want people to be more proactive. I have gotten angry on this program before. I don't want to stroke out. I don't want to blow a 50-amp fuse.
I don't want you to either, because I enjoy listening to you.
Well,
but
I have gotten angry in the past.
No need to blow a gasket, buddy.
Okay.
We don't want that, because we want you around for as long as you can be.
Well, I'm trying.
Mortar coil, as you call it.
Shut up. Yep.
What we do like, though, is to get a little bit more, maybe, say, urgent about the situation. it'd be a good deal if you could, you know, just a little more urgency.
Jeff, but let me ask you this. If I was at Mach 3 with my hair on fire every day on the air, what do you think that would happen to me?
Well, you'd probably lose weight.
No, I'd lose my mind and then die, or die from a stroke. Look, I have gotten... I've gotten angry before, and at times it... Look, at times I use my anger to displace my depression. Do you think I'm bulletproof? Do you think I'm... I don't know. I'm not. I'm just like everybody else out there. I like my life. I know it's going to end quicker than I ever wanted to. What I'm trying to do is back off the ne'er-do-wells that are subtracting from this thing, this wonderful miracle that we call life, and complicating things beyond belief. I want to live my life in full measure. I don't want to be a chattel slave to anybody. Good enough for you, Jeff. I got to take the break. Thanks for calling. Go yell at somebody.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
You know, the thought occurred to me, Ron McDonald, that I don't think Jeff has been listening to this show for very long. Is he there?
I'm here. Oh. I'm here. You got me.
Duh.
You got me listening.
Why? I'm talking to you. I don't want you to listen. Don't listen to me. I don't think Jeff has been listening to this program very long, because I have gone on some full-blown tirades that, to be honest, I was a little embarrassed afterwards, because I was hoping that people would either excuse or, better still, maybe understand the anger. A lot of people like me to get angry because, well, it's what they can't do. I mean, they can go scream at their backyard fence or something, but who's going to hear them? So some people like that anger factor. I don't. I'm not scripted. I don't put in, okay, here's the agenda for today. Okay, at 20 minutes past the hour, I'm going to go on a tirade. I'm not scripted. I am not a paid actor. Okay.
Well, I recall one time you actually shut the show down. You had gotten angry.
Yeah.
Jenna, the anger was, let's see, I can't even think right now. It went along with what was happening on the show, so.
Yeah, and I was afraid to continue because I was afraid of what was going to come out of my mouth. I just had an instance the other day, longtime friend listening to the show. It was last Friday, as a matter of fact. Guy called in, and he wanted to use the BS, okay? And and I said, well, wait a minute here. Check that to the affiliates and to the people out there. Okay, sorry. And I left him go. Well, this person that's known me for a number of years said, you know, that was great. I'm glad you did that. But then I was admonished by telling these people, and I was had one of my anger, not fits, not red-faced rage out of control. I just said that these people that are doing this to my fellow Americans, you know, they can go screw themselves. Well, they thought that was in bad taste. That's not really what I wanted to say. I wanted to yell that at the top of my lungs. But they meant it, and I know the person, and they meant it with all the love and sincerity they could muster. You know, but I was just at the point where I had just had enough. So, sorry, my dear lady. You're still my friend. Just keep that in mind.
Well, you know, I honestly believe if you act insane on the radio, you're going to lose a large audience. I think talking and getting points across is really what a talk show host is all about.
Well, I could do a Rush Limbaugh. I could recycle my same point for 3 hours in a row. You know, it's like, here's my political points of the day, and here's my little gotcha, and here's your little thinking and talking point, and then I'm going to regurgitate that into hour two and then hour three. I mean, I could do that, but I'm not going to. It's hard enough for people to understand what we're talking about. Not the people that have been here. Hell, they're graduates. They understand what's going on. The new people do not. And the new people are afraid to call in because, well, we're up here at collegiate level and they're just graduating second grade. Don't ever be afraid, folks. Don't ever be afraid, because if there's something you do not understand, we'll take the time to explain it. But do me a favor. Don't come on the show regurgitating the facts that you heard on mainstream media this morning and expect me to be accepting of your level of misunderstanding. I will say that. I'll be as kind to you as humanly possible. I'll make that deal with you. How's that? Bob, Rick, Mark, others, hang on. We'll get to your calls right after the top of the break, second hour coming up.
It's true.